We're going to talk about the Money Advice and Budgeting Service, because we're learning this morning, and you'll be hearing more today, about a possible 0.75 percentage point increase to the annual cost of repayments on a typical tracker mortgage. The ECB is poised to deliver that sort of a hammer blow to homeowners today. That's in the context as well of the energy increases that people are having to face. The budget details coming out, perhaps maybe a €200 payment coming before Christmas. That will help. It won't take care of all of it. It's all adding up to more pressure on people as they try to budget and pay their bills. So what are the Money Advice and Budgeting Service saying to us? I spoke to Eamon Foley, who was recently appointed the Service Delivery Manager for MABS in Kerry. It covers their offices in Tralee and Killarney, as well as the MABS outreach centres in numerous locations across the county. And I first of all asked him about the level of increase in queries and referrals that they're getting from people who are finding it tougher over the last couple of months to pay their bills.
Yeah, very much so, Jerry. Like, I suppose in June, we had 31 new referrals come through the door, which, you know, would have been fairly average for that month in the year.
Yeah.
And that shot up then in July to 53, which was traditionally a quiet month for us, and 50 in August. Like, so the last 3 months is 134 versus in the same period last year, 98. So that's like a 27% increase in the last 3 months. And there's 10 new referrals already through the door this month. So it's going to be just as busy. And an awful lot of them is, you know, due to the fuel and electricity issues that people are seeing. You know, it's tough out there, and people are looking for whatever help they can get, and we're happy to give it to them.
Yeah,
I suppose at this point in time, we have 484 active cases on our books just in Kerry. So that's a substantial figure, you know. 326 brand new cases through the door this year up to the end of August. So that's versus 234 last year. So again, you're talking about just under 30% of an increase overall. You know, it's quite a large figure. Just shows you the problems that are there.
It does. And look, you're the Money Advice and Budgeting Service, and the key thing you want people to do is to try and budget their way out of debt difficulties. But when you have something like a standard and as all-encompassing as the light and the heat, if that goes the way it's gone, it just blows the budget out of the water, doesn't it?
It does do, you know, I suppose. And what people, where people will get in trouble is when the big bill comes through the door that they're not prepared for at all, you know. Now, look, I don't have any magic wand here. I suppose I'm on today to give you maybe some hints and tips and maybe some of the advices that we're giving out. Simple things like, you know, obviously electricity bills a lot of time come in every 2 months. People might be paid weekly, fortnightly, monthly. So maybe just trying to either put away what they think they'll need to put away for their bill, or using something like an Easy Pay card for Electric Ireland, or even ringing them up and making a payment every week, you know, so that that's deducted off the bill when it does arrive. The other thing people can always look at is the meters, prepay meters, if they're a suitable house for them, and that puts them in total control then of their electricity, you know, and their usage. But look, there's no magic wand. It's all about trying to be prepared, and if the bill is going to be higher, at least if you have made those contributions to it, maybe it'll be a little bit more handleable than it would have been otherwise.
You were speaking in the context here of the government support that will come through, and hope that will, you know, take the worst off it for people. But that the government aren't going to be able to pay everyone's bill across the board between now and next March.
No, for sure not. No, look, I suppose they did give some help in recent times with the €200 contribution. What they're going to come out with, I'm hearing different things. You know, they're going to have to do something, because it is manic and it's chaos out there, not only in people's personal homes, but in businesses and small businesses as well. You know, where I'm seeing humongous bills appearing on social media and stuff, and if they're real, they're really, really frightening, you know. So yeah, for sure, the government, they're going to have to step up here and try and help the people that need the help out.
Eamon, is there a difference between now and 2008, 2009, 10, 11, through the worst of the economic crisis? The household debt in the country, the personal debt that people had, was much higher So it, will that help in essence with the sort of crunch we're going through at the moment?
But I suppose this is probably a situation that's much more worrying for people, because like a lot of the debt back then, obviously you had your mortgage, but a lot of the debt was secondary debt. You know, it was investment properties, it was, you know, car loans, it was stuff that's, you know, whilst important, you know, we always say that the four real important things are a roof over your head, food, light and heat, and they're the first four things that should be paid, you know. Whereas back in the boom crash time, a lot of it was secondary debt. At the moment, it's about putting food on the table. People's shopping bills have gone through the roof. Heat, people's electricity bills have gone through the roof. Mortgage rates are going up. You know, it's all stuff that's affecting people on a day to day basis. So yeah, I think this one is probably more stressful.
Okay, you think it could be more stressful. And with that in mind, I'm saying about the lower levels of debt that people might have, but at the same time, this is coming along, a percentage interest rate increase already from the ECB, another meeting due this month and next month. They're talking anything up to a percentage or two could be added on to people's mortgages, which is, again, is another big hit.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you know, it's like death by a thousand cuts. Every second day you're hearing that there's a rise in something that you have no choice but to pay, be it your mortgage, your fuel, whatever, you know, and people are starting to really, really hurt out there, you know, and we're seeing it in our numbers. I fully expect us, even though, as I say, we've jumped up substantially already this year, I think it's only going to get much, much busier again. My money advisors are covering the whole county and are willing and able to help anybody that needs that help. But, you know, I suppose, Jerry, if people try and follow the advices we're giving as well, it might be some help out there to somebody who might be able to manage with a little bit of adjustment or budgeting. But look, all I would ask, if people feel that they're going to get into difficulty or feel that they are in difficulty, please pick up the phone and contact us and let us see if we can help you.
Very important point. What can people do? Is it the more you do right now in terms of paying off those little bits, or if you can do any sort of saving to do it to get ready for the increases that have arrived and are coming?
But Jerry, look, I suppose, again, I'll bring it back to basics. It's about budgeting and preparing a budget and knowing what your income is and is it maximized? You know, are you entitled to some other allowances or something like that? And then doing your expenditure. And, you know, if the expenditure is more than the income, is there anywhere that you can cut down on the expenditure? It's obviously not going to be possible in a lot of scenarios. But then again, I go back to stuff like paying your bills as you get paid, the same frequency. If you get paid weekly, pay your bills weekly, or at least budget for them. Because what happens is that if you're paid weekly, you have eight wage packets gone through, and the next thing your electricity bill has to come out of one wage packet. And then that's where the trouble starts, you know. I suppose using, again, things like easy pay cards and systems that are there. If someone's on social welfare, they can use household deduction through the post office, and they can pay things like their council rent, their electricity, and it's deducted from their money before they get it. So they're only getting the balance of their money. And quite often we found that's a help to people who have difficulty budgeting their money.
Yeah. I mean, we've learned a lot over the last number of years about personal insolvency, and the system has completely changed. So if people do get into serious trouble, that is also an option for people to consider.
Oh, very much so. So you in personal insolvency, you as such have three different types. I'm talking about personal debt now. So you have a debt relief notice, which is the main one I'll talk to you about, because we do that here in MABS. We do it free of charge. It's for personal debt. So you have no mortgage included in that debt up to 35,000. So if you have loans up to 35,000 and you're insolvent, that definition is that you cannot pay your debts as they fall due. Then you may be entitled to a debt relief notice. We can walk people through that process. It's a three-meeting process. And if they qualify, it's signed off by a court and they become debt-free. It's a fresh start, you know. If they have higher debt levels than that or secured debt, we can help them through the Awadia scheme to go to a personal insolvency practitioner, and they'll be able to walk them pretty much what we do, just with higher amounts. And again, if they qualify, try and find a solution for them, which may or may not include some form of debt write-off, but does constitute a fresh start for them. That's the idea of it, that you come out of it able to manage yourself. Yeah. We've seen some huge successes in terms of the insolvency, something that's very underused in this country, because I think it has a bit of a stigma. People are slow to do it.
Even still, after all we've been through in the last 10 years.
Very much so, yeah. I suppose, look, it's a big deal for people to say, look, I can't pay my debts here. What should I do? You know, and a lot of the time, for instance, you'll have credit union loans involved, and they don't want to meet the credit union counter staff down the street,
yeah,
stuff like that.
Yeah,
but, you know,
yeah,
look, needs must. And it is the likes of the credit unions and the banks are only delighted to tidy up, you know, debts that are really not being paid and get them off their books, you know. So people shouldn't be afraid. If it's an option that they think would suit them, certainly they should be contacting us. We'll know very quickly whether it's a suitable solution or not, you know, and be able to advise them which way to go.
And finally, the key thing with all this is that don't ignore it. Don't hope it'll go away on its own. Take action, preemptive if you can, but if you are in trouble, look for help.
Absolutely, yeah. Don't put your head in the sand. Deal with it. As I said to you before, we're seeing people come through the door with $5,000 electricity bills. It's insanity stuff, you know. And like, if we can get those bills when they're all right, not handleable, but at a lower level, we might be able to come up with something for that person in terms of helping them budget, etc., or some other solution, you know. So as early as possible makes it easier for us to do our job. But it's never too late. That's another key message to get out. It doesn't matter how long it's gone on, how long your head is in the sand, it is never too late. Contact us and we should be able to help you in some form.
Okay, Eamon, thanks very much for talking to us this morning.
No problem, Jerry. Thanks.